Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Photos up on Infowars.com of John Kerry at his own home. Protesters came and beat on the doors and windows, getting some of his own medicine from real anti-war protesters. Wayne Madsen's going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. We'll continue with calls from active and inactive military reserve people. Very powerful call earlier with extremely accurate info from what I've gotten from my sources that 80% or more of the military, young, new, enlisted, you know, nothing against them. They're 18, 20 years old. They just want to drink beer and, you know, do push-ups or whatever. They don't really know what's going on. But anybody who's ever been in the military just a few years or longer, but then all the special ops people, they really know. Total false flag. And that's what Ron Paul and Pat Buchanan are saying. And Rand Paul. And the whole world press, because that's what it is. And see, in the past, everybody would know this, but you wouldn't say it because you'd get demonized. But see, now everybody's saying it, so the power to demonize and crush an Alex Jones, that's over. We're having a real discussion now. Let's go to Tyler in Tennessee, inactive reserve. Then we'll go to Hosea, or is that Joshua and Steve? Go ahead. You're on the air, Tyler.
Oh, so excited to be on the air, Alex. I've been waiting and following you for years. I got something to say. It's pretty important for the troops. And first and foremost, it's when you signed up, the first thing you did was you took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. Okay? You didn't take an oath to support and defend the president or anything like that. You took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. America is only great because we have the Constitution. If you start playing by a different Constitution, then you're not America anymore, and you're not what's great.
And it's so elementary, what you just said, but it's still too complex for a lot of people who want to allow tyranny to take place because they don't want the Constitution and Bill of Rights blocking them from their power grabs. What do you think of the new Army training manuals that are public in the last 2 weeks since Judicial Watch got them, where they actually badmouth the founding fathers and say they wouldn't be welcome in today's military?
Oh, you know what? It doesn't surprise me at all. Here's the deal. I served 6 years in the Air Force. I've went over there and fought in Afghanistan. I've done 4,000 miles of convoys over there. And I'll tell you what. What they do is they train you before you go, and they have you on the computer doing what's called computer-based training, or CBTs. In these CBTs, there's all kinds of indoctrination. There's all kinds of stuff where you have to answer this question in the way they want it answered, or you don't get to finish this three-hour-long CBT. All right? So, and a lot of times the answer will be something obvious, like, who perpetrated 9/11? You know, and the correct answer is Osama bin Laden. You just have to hit that. You have to hit that answer, otherwise you don't get to complete this. And if you don't get that turned in, well, then you get yelled at because you're supposed to have it done. And so they keep bombarding you with this propaganda and stuff like that against the founding fathers. Doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, it's like 145 pages long, and it says, don't listen to people that claim they want to make the world a better place and talk about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're probably extremists or even terrorists. I'm paraphrasing, but I showed it last week. It actually says that. I mean, if I was sitting there reading that, you swear an oath to that, and they're saying it's basically terrorist, but that's what all the FBI training manuals say. And I know who wrote it. I know who wrote it because I've read it literally 100 times or more. Southern Poverty Law Center. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, they'll have pictures on these CBTs of like people who are, you know, the supposed enemies and people you're supposed to be trained to watch out for. And they'll have pictures of like peace protesters who are just like peacefully protesting. And they'll be like, man, you better keep an eye out on these people kind of a thing. Like, you never know who it could be. It could be these people. It could be anti-war protesters. Like someone who's preaching against war is the person who's going to kill you.
Tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come back to you and let you finish up. Then we're going to go to Steve, John, and others to get their take. Wayne Madsen's coming up. But I want to ask you, talking to current military friends, Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number two. Coming up at the start of the next hour, we're going to have Rowdy Roddy Piper joining us. It's the 25th anniversary, one of my favorite films, They Live, dealing with the nature of reality, and we're going to be getting him on the broadcast with Sean Stone, filmmaker in his own right, actor, obviously the son of Oliver Stone. He'll be giving us his take on the Middle East. He's traveled over there extensively. Right now, we're taking phone calls from active duty or people that are in the reserves or people that recently got out who've been talking to friends and family that are in the military. What is their take on aiding radical Islamic groups over in the Middle East, i.e. Al-Qaeda? This is now a big firestorm as Rand Paul comes out and says, I don't want to send our boys over there to fight for Al-Qaeda against Christians to impose Sharia law in Syria. And in two different shows, the McLaughlin Group and Newsmax, Pat Buchanan comes out and says it's clearly a false flag staged event. Ron Paul says it. Rand Paul says it. This is panicking the system. Then thousands of military personnel take photos of themselves with a sheet of paper saying, I don't want to fight on the side of Al-Qaeda in Syria. Wake Up America, and mainstream media claims military revolt against Obama is a hoax. Even though these people have this on their own Facebook and their own Twitters, some of them are officers saying who they are. Watch them start trying to court-martial them. I'd like to see them actually get convicted. It isn't going to happen. And it's this type of action that brought down Ceausescu in Romania, that brought down the Soviet Union. If the military wakes up and the police wake up and start realizing the paradigm of how the globalists are funding radicals to attack us so they have a pretext to take our liberties, it's game over. That's why this is such a big deal. And Obama was going to launch this new war, expand the old war to open air bombardment because his al-Qaeda forces are losing. Now that's imploding. There's a good chance they're not going to get the votes in the House. That's coming out now. Rand Paul and others have talked to the folks in the House. Boehner is in there saying, well, we need to vote for military action because of what Assad did. It's been proven that the rebels did it. It's certainly not been proven that Assad did it. Wayne Madsen's going to join us in 5 minutes, formerly with the NSA, syndicated columnist and amazing journalist, to give us his inside scoop on this. He's always got the latest on how big a defeat this is. For the globalists, we'll get his take on that and where he thinks they're going from here. Will they stage a false flag to try to get everybody back in line under this paradigm of fear and to go against logic and to work with al-Qaeda? Do I get an apology from all the neocon talk show hosts that attacked me over the years pointing out that elements of our government run al-Qaeda? No, I'm not going to hold my breath. But see, I don't want an apology. All I want is to go back to being more of a free country. I don't have any illusions we'll ever be perfect. I just want to be somewhat free. I just want to swing the pendulum back in the other direction, not headlong over the edge of a cliff towards total despotism. Now, let's real quick go back to Tyler. I want him to finish up in active reserve. Talking to your friends, talking to other people that are in the military, are they upset about the funding of al-Qaeda? What is their take on what's happening, and what do you make of the dinosaur media saying nobody in the military is upset about this?
Oh, I think that it's an absolute atrocity for them to even claim that. I think it's apparent that the military is definitely not behind it. And, you know, over the past couple of years, I've always been sort of the black sheep, with the guys I was working with, you know, bringing up issues because they weren't quite aware. But I tell you what, now, as I become more comfortable with this reality, they're more comfortable, you know, letting people know their opinions now. And, they're surprised to learn that many people actually agree with them. Hey, I don't support this war. In fact, I don't support any of these wars. I mean, I've gone over there and I've followed orders, but, you know, it's not something, you know, politically, it's not what I support. And actually, it's one of the primary reasons that I got out. I just got out about a month ago.
Well, Tyler, God bless you. So were you in the Army, the Marines? What were you inactive in? Oh, you said Air Force.
Yes, sir. I was in the Air Force.
Yeah, I learned a lot right after Benghazi from an Air Force MP, was high level, on a flight back from the West. He was going to be the main guy at a burial of a fellow that had died by an IED. It was his buddy. And he talked about Air Force security running convoys, how dangerous it was. And you're saying that's what you did in Afghanistan?
Yes, sir. That's actually what I did. I did about 4,000 miles of convoy out there, and primarily in southern Afghanistan, with a crew of about 40-something dudes. And Air Force isn't typically, you know, we're not usually known for doing convoys and stuff. That's what we ended up doing. But
Because I mean, I met this guy. Well, these two guys, but really talked to this one guy for like 2 hours back on a flight, and then I saw it in the paper. You know, him in the paper and the burial and all that. But he was just telling me about how much combat the Air Force sees now around these bases. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you calling into the show. What Tyler just talked about is exactly what I'm getting from all my military sources. And again, it's very, very frustrating to see the dinosaur media basically say, oh, that's all just a hoax, when it's not a hoax. The military is very, very upset about what's going on. And we, the people, should be upset. But Tyler is a shock troop. Years ago, he'd tell his buddies about this, and they just couldn't believe it. But now, because they heard all this before, now that they're seeing it happen again, now they're fully waking up. And that's why you see, as the earlier caller said, 80 to 90% of the Special Forces guys that he works with are awake and very upset. Well, of course, because they're involved in all the secret stuff, folks. They have to go actually train. Can you imagine having to train jihadis? Who they bring in and who they tell to cut off their beards and they tell to, you know, not upset the troops and just get their training. But these guys start shooting their mouths off. And you start getting in arguments with the special forces who've got, you know, tattoos that say infidel on them. Most of them you run into have, like, infidel on their forearm or on their trigger finger or other expletives towards Muslim extremists. Can you imagine these guys are all in there together and they're having to train them? I mean, there's fights breaking out. I've been told about them shooting each other. I mean, this is really bad, folks. The troops have to train Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda Light and all this other garbage. And it's incredible. And they are burning up and blowing up the churches. They are engaging in all this. And the military is at the breaking point over this. In fact, I can't believe it's gone this far. And I don't know what the breaking point is going to be. But the New World Order has really miscalculated. They've jumped the shark. We're going to go back to your calls, but I want to get Wayne Madsen's take on this. Wayne Madsen, formerly with the NSA, in Navy anti-submarine warfare before that, written for some of the biggest publications in the country. WayneMadsenReport.com is his site to read his updates and weekly journal. And Wayne, I don't know your take on all this yet, but you just heard what I said about the military being freaked out. Give us the highlights of what's happening in Syria, where you think this is going, how big a defeat it is for Obama that he said he was going to attack last week but then had to go to Congress, and what the word is on how historical this is. Am I wrong in saying what we're seeing is the type of stuff that led up to the collapse of the Soviet Union?
Yes, partially, Alex, and I can tell you that as of last Friday, and this comes from White House sources, who were willing to talk about what happened last Friday night. Last Friday night, President Obama had agreed to launch, probably in the wee hours of Saturday morning, East Coast time, this cruise missile attack and possibly with a drone attack on Syrian targets. He bought off on what was pressured upon him by our ambassador to the UN, Susan Rice, ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, the national security advisor and former ambassador to the UN, Susan Rice, deputy national security advisor, Ben Rhodes, who I would point out has two brothers in executive positions at CBS News and NBC News, and Secretary of State Kerry. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Martin Dempsey, General Dempsey, visited the White House very early in the morning on Saturday morning, right after midnight, with one last plea and basically told Obama, look, if you attack Syria, you're going to get in deep. And when you get in deep without congressional authorization, you're going to be screwed. Upon hearing that from Dempsey, Obama decided to hold off, try to get congressional approval, and I guess we can thank, in this case, so much unlike what happened with President Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis, in this case, the generals actually stood in the way between Obama attacking Syria and maintaining this very tenuous peace.
And by the way, everything you're saying has actually been in the Israeli news, and a lot of it's been confirmed. And it's on record that Dempsey keeps telling Obama, don't do it. And then Obama got up there on a Saturday afternoon speech and lied and said Dempsey was behind his plan. But I guess he means Dempsey said you better get congressional approval and not go this alone.
Well, Dempsey is not only convinced Obama to get congressional approval, which is by no means a sure thing, but also Dempsey is of the opinion that once this conflagration begins, the Pentagon will not necessarily be able to stop it because of the war games that the Pentagon has conducted over the years that all many of which show that this thing could spiral out of control. Just like with an attack, preemptive military attack on Iran, this preemptive military attack on Syria shows some of the same results.
Sure. I mean, don't most analysts, including former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, former members of the Joint Chiefs, they're all on record saying this would probably turn into a bigger regional war. Syria and Iran will hit Israel. Then Israel might respond even with nukes, or the U.S. gets drug in. Then it's the Russians. Then it's World War III. And what's the American geopolitical reason? This only hurts our interest with Assad, who in the last, again, 8 years, tried to start working with the West. The message is, you try to democratize and work with us, we're going to turn al-Qaeda loose in your country.
This has to do with Obama trying to placate a bunch of adolescent, as far as military strategy is concerned, and Samantha Power, Susan Rice, who are nothing more than a couple of spoiled brats who want to, you know, they feel the way you get somebody like Assad is just to attack them. We have this Ben Rhodes, who obviously is part of this operation with his two brothers at CBS and NBC to gin up the propaganda for the war. But they're not listening to the seasoned military strategists, the seasoned military officers who know what is going to happen when we do this. Obama's listening to these responsibility to protect, you know, a group of people stub their toe in some country. They want to go in and, you know, with the full force of the United States and rectify the situation. That's not how geopolitics
works. Plus, that's a total cover. It's about regime change, breaking that country up in multiple parts. They started it 2.5 years ago. But expanding on this, I don't think the New World Order is going to fall tomorrow. My point is that there is a collapse in confidence in the system. The military's waking up. And it's panicking the power structure. And I'm not the only one saying that. Former member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Jack Keane, is saying that in the New York Times. You've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts saying it's the biggest diplomatic failure in forever. I mean, it makes them look like total fools, but in a way that's scarier that it is a bunch of weirdo women. I think it's women, but these women are weirdo nanny state women playing general, and all these weirdo neocons, you know, who are too busy, you know, hanging out. Well, you know what they're doing. The point is it's almost more scary, though, that you've got a bunch of weirdos on power trips and bankers trying to call military shots against Russia and China through this proxy. And so I want you to comment on that, but first go back. Historically, how big a deal is this defeat for Obama?
The fact that the British Parliament for the first time voted not to go to war, not to authorize war since 1782, when they voted not to maintain Britain's colonial army, the army of occupation in the American colonies, and then decided to sue for peace. This is a big deal because this effectively drives a stake in what was known as the U.S.-British special relationship. Look, the Central Command in Tampa is now freezing out all British military officers from all planning exercises.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's in the Associated Press. How big a deal is that? That childishly blaming the British military like they're the parliament when our own military doesn't want to do it, clearly above the military, ordering all the British officers thrown out of the war rooms. This is incredible.
It is. And you know, we're one step away, I guess, from the officers club at MacDill Air Force Base serving up Thomas Freedom Muffins and offering up freedom ale and freedom marmalade. It's childish. It's absolutely childish what we're seeing happen. But look, this isn't the generals doing this to their British officer colleagues. This is coming from the White House. This is the same sort of petty punishment we saw with when the French opted not to support us with the foolish invasion of Iraq.
And by the way, the British have now responded, just to finish up the point you raised, by saying, fine, there won't be another vote even if there's another nerve gas attack, because they know they're just going to stage another one. So now, rebuffing them, now the British are going to act childish. This is the kind of stuff you see before regimes disintegrate.
That's right, and you're right. This is a sea change, but let's look at what's happening in light of what's happening with the revelations of Edward Snowden, the NSA whistleblower. This is like a double, and if you add in the WikiLeaks stuff, which I don't put a whole lot of weight on the WikiLeaks disclosures, not as much as the NSA stuff, but we're seeing at least a double a whammy against the United States. You've got Dilma Rousseff, the Brazilian president, thinking about canceling her state visit to Washington, the only state visit that Obama has scheduled for this year because of NSA eavesdropping on her private communications.
You've got Obama canceling any more press conferences. This is a collapse-level event.
It really is. I think what we're seeing is the beginning of the end of this American exceptionalism around the world, that we can do anything we want and expect everybody will go along with us. Russia's not buying this. China is not buying this. I think we're seeing the beginning of the end of the American empire. We will probably wind up being a regional power with influence over the Caribbean and Canada and some of the Pacific Ocean countries, but nothing like what we see today.
And I want to explain something. I believe this is the beginning of the rebirth of the Republic, because it's not an American empire, though we use that term too, because that's what's known. It's a globalist bankster empire using America and our treasure and our name. The only reason we were honored and the reason people worked with us was because, compared to the other countries and empires, we were guys that played somewhat more fair. But as soon as we lost that soft power, and as soon as the world figured out we had wicked people running us, all the power is draining out. And because we are occupied by the globalists here in America, that just doesn't mean the rest of the world isn't going to be occupied now. It means we aren't going to be occupied as bad. Because as they fall back here and say, well, at least we can rule America, that's not going to work either. Because as soon as the dollar's dead, it's over for the federal government and the New World Order and all these idiot federal workers, pensions, and all that. And most of them aren't bad people. They actually know that's true. But the types that think, you know, they rule the roost. You know, let me tell you, this is going to get wild, though, Wayne.
Yeah, and the other thing we're seeing, too, is that we're seeing faulty intelligence being sold. The French and German intelligence reports, they're not showing any evidence. They're saying, believe us. You know, after the British dodgy dossier that got us convinced that we should go into Iraq and got the British people convinced to go in Iraq, nobody should be falling for this stuff out of the intelligence agencies. You know, basically, Obama is relying almost exclusively on Israeli signals intelligence, said to come from intercepts by Unit 8200, that's Israel's version of the NSA, of Syrian commanders ordering this attack. Nobody can make the determination that the Syrian government had anything to do with the attack until the actual missiles that are being sighted by the French are actually examined to make sure that they actually ever had anything like sarin gas. But what we do know is Al-Qaeda in Syria has been caught manufacturing sarin gas at three facilities in Iraq, two in Baghdad, one in one of the outlying provinces. They were caught using chlorine gas to attack civilians in the city of Homs last March, and they've been caught with sarin gas in Turkey, and they've also been caught with mustard gas.
Yeah, they're getting caught over and over again our allies with these different gases, poison gases, and then they still have the nerve to blame Assad, but no one. What do you make of Pat Buchanan, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, all coming out and saying false flag? I mean, this is exciting.
Yes, I'm glad they're finally putting false flag into the lexicon of American politics, because we've been treated to these false flags so many times in the past. And immediately people are accused of being conspiracy theorists.
Here's my last question, Wayne Madsen. What about false flag? Isn't that one of the only tools they've got now, is a big domestic or foreign false flag to blame on and say, see, we told you so?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. That's why the BBC ran a phony photograph, a false photograph of dead civilians in Iraq and said these were people that were killed by the sarin attack in Syria. This has happened time and time again. We've seen a video of canisters being handled by Chechen guerrillas that were taking them into Syria to give them over to the rebels. So
incredible.
Yeah.
Wayne Madsen, thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, look around the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere. We are like a natural resource to them. They keep the planet and move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us drugged. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Rowdy Roddy Piper is going to be popping in with us at the start of the next hour. For 30 minutes, then we'll continue with phone calls and your news. I know we've got loaded phone lines of former and current active duty military. who want to give us their take on our government openly funding Al-Qaeda to try to overthrow Syria and calling them protesters, and Obama getting rebuffed and having to back off launching a hot war, how big a deal that is. We're going to be talking to Sean Stone, writer, director, actor, a friend of mine, very interesting fellow. He's traveled extensively in the Middle East and made headlines doing that the last few years. He's actually there with Roddy Piper right now, Roderick George Toombs, as his birth name is. And we're going to take calls here with him on this subject before we get Roddy on with him at the start of the next hour. Before I do that, most talk show hosts plug not just during their ads that the network have, but every break, every segment. You know, you're brought to you by this, by that. That's great. I'm glad they do that. I skip commercial breaks, as I did earlier, which I basically have to, at the end of the day, ends up costing us money. I end up never plugging anything, and it's insane. So when I do plug stuff, number one, I go out and find the very best products, no matter what they are, books, films, T-shirts, things to wake people up, the best non-GMO, non-hybrid, open-pollinated seeds, the best water filtration systems. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com will also get you the same place. Now, again, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com will take you to our online shopping cart that has amazing pro-liberty T-shirts, almost 100 different designs, women's T-shirts, Don't Tread on Me, Come and Take It, 1776 shirts, you name it. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. The ProPure water filters, 10% off, promo code WATER. So you can start filtering your water and cutting out the Roundup glyphosates and the fluoride and all of it. And then you also get a high-quality product to help you and your family, not just support the broadcast. So please take action today. You and your family deserve the high-quality ProPure systems, the lowest price anywhere, InfoWarsStore.com. We have a lot of other great water filtration systems as well, like the LifeStraw, or call toll-free. We can answer your questions and take your order over the phone, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. There's also a mail order address there on the site, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And we could not have done any of this without you. And we're changing history. I'm not taking credit for more than maybe 5% of it. It's probably a lot more than that, but it's kind of scary to realize that. But we actually study the reality, put out the most accurate info we can, no matter how painful it is, tell it like it is, let the chips fall where they may, and then over the years, it gets picked up by others. They look at it. They research it. And then new events happen. People research it. They know what to look for, and boom, the truth comes out. We knew 2 days after the underwear bombing that a U.S. government agency got the drugged Mutalib on the plane. We had a lawyer and his wife on who were there and saw him put on the plane. Kurt Haskell was a listener, was aware of false flag. He was watching him the whole time. And later, everything Kurt Haskell said came out in congressional testimony. Indeed, the CIA put the drugged Mutalib on the plane with a firecracker in his pants as the pretext to roll out all the naked body scanners. There's just one example of hundreds of things we broke here. We break the rebels launching the chemical attack on video. We're a platform for others expanding on that, like WorldNet Daily. I mean, when I realize the amount of stuff we're actually breaking, the amount of things that we're actually paradigm shifting, it is incredible. And I'm not on a power trip. I feel unworthy and pathetic every day when I get up here. That, Alex, you've got to cover this. Oh, you've got to cover that. And then a guest brings up something, and I go, oh, my gosh, yeah, I forgot this. And, I mean, it's a train wreck a lot of days. But it's real, and people know that. But this is not scripted. This is the opposite of teleprompter TV or radio. This is the opposite of talking points. This is study history, study the present, study what the globalists want, what they're trying to build. I want to shift people's paradigm. InfoWarsStore.com. Please get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. One membership is good for 11 people to use it. You can share it with up to 11 people simultaneously. If you haven't shared your membership, do it today. PrisonPlanet.tv. See all my films. See the nightly news. It helps finance everything we're doing. PrisonPlanet.tv. InfoWarsNews.com. Same URL, take you there. Give gift memberships. You know, whatever. The point is, we need your support now more than ever because we're trying to expand. I know we're having a historical effect for good. So I was up here till 11 o'clock last night. And I was up here on Saturday. And I was up here late on Friday. And I'm going to continue to come up here 7 days a week until we get the official launch of the TV system going. I've tried, you know, we try to get the personnel in here. We try to get the money in here. But enough of that. It's just we need your support. When you buy the books, the videos, the water filters, any of it, it's really a donation, but you get a high-quality product at the lowest price. So, again, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Extended clip to make up for all the non-plugging I did in the first hour and, you know, what we routinely do here. The new issue of the magazine's out, showing how political correctness is really radical authoritarianism. Very special issue of InfoWars Magazine for September. I think probably our best issue so far. Buy that in bulk at cost or give a gift subscription to friends and family. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, enough plugging that. Please spread the word about our AM and FM affiliates. If you're not a local sponsor and you have a business, go become a sponsor of the show locally. Spread the word if you're a listener about the broadcast. Thank the sponsors that are on the show. That is so imperative. Little things together move mountains. Big things have small beginnings. There are hundreds of millions of patriots worldwide, probably a billion. Tens of millions in the U.S. We start taking action, nothing can stop us. Now, for the balance of the hour, we're joined here by Sean Stone, who really doesn't need any introduction. He's probably been on the show 7-8 times over the years. Got a chance to get to know him well working on the Jesse Ventura last season. And, of course, also admire a lot of the work his dad's done with films like JFK and so many others. But his father recently, in fact, I forgot to tell you guys to pull the clip up of you have it, you remembered, in Japan. That's not why I got him on, but it's interesting saying Obama is a snake, time to turn on him. Again, that's something that a lot of the progressives and real liberals don't have the nerve to do, but Sean Stone does. As really a historian, he's got his award-winning series on history, but usually when I get Sean Stone on, it's not about his dad because he's done a lot of stuff on his own right. And I'll imagine down the road when my son's doing interviews, he'll be sick of hearing about me. But that is newsworthy, what your dad has said. I think that's a good segue into Syria, your take on the state of the world, Sean Stone. What do you make of your father's bold stance and why he said that?
Hey, Alex. I think he came to the realization in the course of this history series as to what Obama's really about. You know, we said it last year, you and I, when we did the impeach Obama video. And actually, you know, I want to reiterate the fact that, remember, in the impeach Obama video, we started out by saying that Congressman Walter Jones said that if Obama commits us to war in Syria without going through Congress, he should be impeached. And that was 1 year ago. So it's important to remind people that we were you know, on point then, and it's still relevant, and it's still an important source for people to go to and look at as the impeach Obama 2012 video, or go to impeachobama2012.com. So I think now even more, 1 year later, we were a little bit ahead of the curve there, but now even, you know, people like my father are coming out and saying, and I think many people feel that way more and more, probably from both left and right.
You're absolutely right. And Walter Jones is coming on later in the week, and he does have that bill introduced. I think this is a sea change moment where the establishment is really being seen for what they are, where the public is taking the red pill, are putting on the sunglasses like in They Live.
Like, and they live, like, exactly, which we'll get into soon. But yeah, I mean, that's why we, you know, Tyrell Ventura, Jesse Ventura's son, and I have been working on this show called Buzzsaw, which we feel like is a continuation of conspiracy theory. Because, as you know, Tyrell and I took over a lot of the duties on conspiracy theory in the last season of doing the interviews while Jesse was unable to travel. And so now on Buzzsaw, we kind of do, you know, our alternative media, like kind of like what you do with our, you know, with the guests that we want to bring on. We have interviews, and it's once a week on the, you know, usually we air on the weekends. But that's getting, you know, that's growing and following. And, you know, hopefully the point is that, you know, shows like yours, like ours, the alternative media in general, RT is doing a lot of good news. The point is that people in the United States are just not realizing the fact, the amount of that they have been, let's say, you know, the they live phenomenon of putting the sunglasses on. The American people don't realize how much that is has occurred to them. You see, we don't get to travel as easily. We're cut off from the rest of the world for the most part. So we don't have that interaction. Whereas, you know, in Europe, you can travel very easily from country to country within a couple hours. The Middle East is very close by. You get access to Russia Today, Al Jazeera, alternative media sources, BBC, that gives different points of view. Here in America, we're very cut off. So I think the point is for the internet talk shows and, you know, alternative media to get across, to get people another perspective on what's really happening in the world and how much the media really is what controls our perception of reality.
And so we need to become the media. We need to create art and information and analysis from a truthful perspective to counter the lies. If we all just start doing it, it's over. And by the way, I've seen some of your shows on Buzzsaw, very, very interesting. Tell folks about that.
Well, Buzzsaw is sponsored by the Lip.tv, which is an online, I guess you'd say, online studio. So the Lip, you know, came to us and just said they're doing talk shows. They want, you know, talk-oriented content. And obviously, when it comes to Tyrell Ventura and I, we're very, you know, we're talking to people. We'll get in there. We want to talk about conspiracies. We want to talk about, you know, the Snowden case and the Bradley Manning case by speaking with Daniel Ellsberg, for example. We talked to Jeremy Scahill about the 30 wars. We also even went to the UFO phenomenon and talked to people like Steve Bassett, who was sponsoring the Citizens Hearing on Disclosure on aliens, bringing 40-plus people from the military, from all walks of government life, to talk about their encounters with some kind of UFO phenomenon or, you know, strange anomalies. So we get into all these different...
We're doing a lot of interesting stuff. Wow, yeah. Sean Stone joins us right now. I want to play this clip, since we mentioned it, of your father just a few weeks ago in Japan, speaking out and saying it's time to turn on Obama. Here's that clip.
Obama is a snake. He's a snake. And we have to turn on him. I know he likes snakes, but...
And that's the short clip. Everybody's probably seen the long clip. It's up on InfoWars.com. We played it a few weeks ago. But the point here is that the reason you got to turn on Obama is he's the more effective of evils. He's able to sell the globalist agenda, whereas a stuffy George Bush or Bill Clinton couldn't do it as well. It's the cult of Obama must be destroyed. Do you agree with that, Sean Stone? Let's talk about the latest developments in Syria.
Yeah, 100% I agree. I think the point is that he's the great deceiver, and that's why people, you know, have called him the Antichrist or whatnot, because he's the one who promises hope and change, but he comes from a completely deceptive point. In fact, you know, I believe that he's either under hypnosis or I'm pretty sure, 100% sure he uses hypnosis in his speeches.
Oh, he does NLP. That's on record.
Yeah, 100%. But whether or not he all himself is hypnotized or under mind control, that's another possibility. And I'm not entirely sure what he is, because to me, Obama is a phenomenon that doesn't exist. You know, no one quite knows who he is.
No one knows who he is. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very mysterious. Almost like Hitler, if you think about the context of someone who had that. Well, again, always they bring foreign entities, don't they? You know, whether it's Stalin from Georgian taking over Russia, whether it's Napoleon Bonaparte from Corsica taking over France, whether it's Hitler from Austria taking over Germany, Obama not from the United States taking over the United States. It's interesting to see these similarities historically. But when I say Hitler, I just mean the fact that he had this, as Hitler does, Obama has this tremendous ability to make people listen and believe him when he speaks, and it's a very persuasive form of hypnosis that he uses, and far more dangerous than Bush's, because Bush just was basically a jackass, and he knew it, and he spoke that way, and you knew what it was, you knew the quantity that it was. Obama, you don't really know how evil this guy can get.
Very well said. I see this, though, as the Matrix collapsing, or as I said, putting the sunglasses on like They Live, that we'll talk about with Mr. Piper coming up there in the next hour. But, I mean, I can't believe that it's all over the news, false flag. Not just Ron Paul or Rand Paul or Pat Buchanan, but all these other hosts are saying it, and all these analysts are saying it, and every military officer I talk to on or off record says false flag, and we don't want to work with Al-Qaeda. I mean, I've never seen such a rout. And a month ago, the Pentagon came out and said, we're losing the info war. No one believes us. I mean, this really is amazing.
I think, you know, Alex, to be honest with you, I think this gives credit to the movement that you, my father, Jesse Ventura, and I, and well, whatnot, you know, we are, I'm a continuation of Tyrell Ventura's continuation of
all of us together.
This has all been building towards is that since the point that we became aware that the New World Order was a real phenomenon, and these guys, you know, have had this long-term agenda of shifting America away from a republic into this kind of imperial police, world policeman, which most Americans do not want to see, right? Any real American doesn't want to see the United States becoming the world's policeman. As we've seen this world, New World Order phenomenon, you know, take place, we've been fighting it. You know, there's many others who are fighting the war. And the fact is that as a result, it's like the collective consciousness is kind of, I believe, shifting, and people are starting to wake up. And it's like, fool me once, shame on, you know, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And that's where we are now, is that point of, you know, we're not going to be, you can't keep fooling the American public.
I agree with you. So what do you expect to happen now, short-term, mid-term, long-term? I mean, I think they're going to do everything they can to try to put us back in the box, but every angle I look at, there's no way they're going to end up beating us in the end. It's going to get really nasty, but I don't see them winning.
I don't see them winning. I believe that what's happened, I think the real, you know, motivation behind the Syria war, I mean, if you look at the Syria war from a strategic point of view, it's World War III, right? I mean, the point is that the Americans say, hey, we're going to hit Syria, and then the Russians say, well, okay, we're going to retaliate against Saudi Arabia. And the Iranians, you don't know what they're going to do, right? Will they just arm Hezbollah against Israel or whatnot? The point is that you get a conflagration. If the Russians, and with or without the Chinese, if the Russians alone get involved in the Syria, in the Middle East because of Syria, right, you have now World War III occurring. Whether it becomes nuclear or not, we don't know.
Stay there. Let's talk about what all the experts are saying. I agree with you. That's why Dempsey's telling Obama not to do it. And Dempsey's known to be a warmonger, by the way. They kept getting rid of chairman to get somebody who'd go along with it. And now Dempsey's getting all the intel and goes, no. Because, folks, Assad's going to pull out all those Russian weapons and just start blasting Israel. And Israel's going to take the gloves off. And all hell is going to break loose.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there was some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Sean Stone is our guest, documentary filmmaker, actor in his own right. Obviously, a lot of work with his father as well, Oliver Stone. We've got the man. I tell you, since I was a teenager watching They Live, I wanted to get Roddy Piper on. And he's going to be coming on the show, I don't know, for 30, 45 minutes coming up in the next hour. And I promise we'll get to the active duty and former military, Steve and John and Will and Mike and Jeff, everybody else that's on here. We're going to get to you, especially coming up in the next segment or so. But, yeah, because we'll get Piper on at 8 after, because some stations join us then. So he'll be on with us at the second segment of the next hour. But going back to Sean Stone, you know, that same question, looking at World War III and how crazy the establishment is, obviously the people above Obama know this is very dangerous. Why then are they pushing for this?
To my understanding of it, it's more of a, it's like basically the casino is cashed out and they have to now decide the best way to evacuate. You know, how do you basically, the point is that we know the financial system is still, you know, a fraud, and it's still in chaos fundamentally. You know, there's no stability in this.
So a big war is a way to burn down the casino.
Essentially. I mean, I would say I think it's somewhere between that. There's the mystical element of, you know, the biblical concept of apocalypse and, you know, the idea that we have to have some kind of world war for revelation to occur. I mean, I think there's a lot of different mentalities involved. The idea of Nibiru, the planet X, right, is returning, and this is part of like the end times. So if you formulate all these things together, then yes, it looks like, okay, then World War III is inevitable. But my thinking is that it's not actually inevitable, that we can return gradually to a republic. I don't think that going back to a republic is going to be an easy thing for the United States to do, because we've gone so far towards this imperial system of military empire, towards the idea of the, you know, the national security state, total warfare at all times, constant fear of terrorism. But I believe that if we can stop at least this war from occurring, we can step by step gradually bring us back towards where we were, which is a republic that's, you know, that's secure within its sense of self, that doesn't need to extend out with it, you know, with the British imperial policy of forcing free trade upon countries. You know, we need to go towards the next form of energy. I think oil is still a major factor in all of this. We need to go beyond oil. We know now cold fusion is realistic and possible. The Andrea Rossi experiments were even reported about in Forbes magazine, that he achieved four times the power of oil that oil generates through his machine. So, I mean, you're talking between fusion processes. We have to get beyond this oil thing. And then already you're going to see our attention is going to shift away from the Middle East and these wars there, which are really natural gas and oil based as far as the economy is concerned.
And they're trying to shift into Asia. I just see the globalists above all the nations playing them off against each other. And I know that's, you know, really a simplistic way to put it, but that's what globalism is. I just think spiritually the controllers are blind, because they know how to manipulate reality, but they don't understand. You know, they have knowledge to manipulate it, but they don't look 20 steps down how it's going to affect their own progeny. And they think that they are immune from all the sins they commit against humanity, when all common sense and knowledge shows it will all come back on them.
Well, you know, this is very interesting discussion. Again, this gets more to the spiritual side of things. As far as I, you know, from people I've seen within the families, let's say, oftentimes the kids who are born to these satanic cults and whatnot, because that's really what they were talking about at the highest level, is essentially it's a form of Satanism and ego worship. And the ego worship would basically, like the classic Greek myths, the father would eat his own son, right? The kids will be sacrificed for the sake of the family, for the ruler, for the father not willing to sacrifice his position. And that's maybe what you're looking at.
Yeah, no, that's like the emperor wanting to kill Darth Vader at the end. It's like always killing the next generation, the oligarch view. We're going to come back 5 more minutes with you, and then you're going to ride shotgun with Roddy Piper coming up. I'm really excited about this.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.